or the opinions of the people expressing them, and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
I was raised like a Muslim, praying to the east. Nature of my life relates rhymes I release like a cannon. Cause I've been planning to be ramming what I wrote straight on a plate down your throat. So digest as I suggest, we take a good look at who's who while I'm reading from my good book. And let's dig into every nook and every cranny. Set your mind free as I slam these thoughts. And just like a Jenny goes bow, you're gonna see what I'm saying now. You can't be sleeping, cause things are getting crazy. You better stop being lazy, there's many people fronting. And many brothers dropping, all because of dumb things. Let me tell you something, I've been through so much that I'm such a maniac, but I still act out of faith that we can get the shit together so I break. Are fools with no rhyme skills messing up the flow, and people with no sense who be moving much too slow. And so, you will know the meaning of the gangsta. I grew with the mic and premiere raised the anchor swiftly as we embark on a journey. I had to get an attorney. I needed someone to defend my position. Decisions I made, cause now it's time to get paid. And ladies, these rhymes are like the keys to a dope car. Maybe a Lexus or a Jaguar still. All of that is just material. So won't you take the scenario and just imagine if each one is teaching one. We'll come together so that we become a strong force. Then we can stay on course. Find your direction through introspection. And for my people out there, I got a question. Can we be the sole controllers of our fate now? Who's gonna take the weight?
You can't handle the whole weight.
The weight of the world is heavy on my mind. So as my feelings unwind, I find that some try to be down just cause it's trendy. Others fall victim to envy. But I'll take the road less traveled, so I can see all my hopes and my dreams unravel. Relieving your stress, expressing my interest in the situation that you're facing. That's why I'm down with the nation. Spirituality supports reality. We gotta fight with the right mentality, so we can gain what is rightfully ours. This is the meaning of the chain and the star. Land is power, so give me 40 acres. Let's see how far I can take you. Original, invincible. That's how I'm looking at it. I use my rhymes like a Glock automatic. Any means necessary, I'm going all out. Before the rains bring the nuclear fallout. So let me ask you, is it too late? Hey yo, who's gonna take the weight?
You know best is where the gun is kept. Cause in the night you'll feel fright. And at the sight of a 4/5, I guess you just might wanna do a dance or two. Cause he can maybe bust you for self or with a crew. No matter if you or your brother's a star, he can prop you in jet without a getaway car. And some might say that he's a dummy, but he's sticking you and taking all of your money. It's a daily operation. He might be loose in the park or lurking at the train station. Mad brothers know his name, so he thinks he got a little fame from the stick-up game. And while we're blaming society, he's at a party with his man. They got the eye and the gold chain that the next man's wearing. It looks big, but they ain't staring, just thinking of a way and when to get the brother. They'll be long gone before the kid recovers, and back around the way he'll have the chain on his neck, claiming respect just to get a rap. Ten brothers in a circle had the kid trapped. The one with the hoodie said will hurt you if you don't run out your jewels and pay. Give up the Rolex watch or you won't see another day. See, they were on the attack, and one said, yo, you wanna make this to a homicide rap? Make it fast so we can be on our way. Kick in the rings and everything, okay? The kid was nervous and flinching, and little Shorty with the 3-8, yo, he was inching. Closer and closer, put the gun to his head. Shorty was down to catch a body instead. Money was scared, so he panicked. Took off his link and his rings and ran frantic. But Shorty said, nah, pull the trigger and step. It was nothing. He did it just to get a rap. Grows bigger, now he's known for his trigger finger, rolling with troops of his sons like a gangster figure. He's near the peak of his crazy career. His posse's a nightmare, Mac and jewels and crazy gear. But as we know, the things we do come back. As Shorty's not peeping, others are scheming to counteract. Cause the kid that got shot didn't perish, so he pulls up in the Jeep with tinted windows. Too late, Shorty was caught in the mix. His time ran out, his number came up, and that's it. You know the rest, so don't front, the plan has been upset. Some brothers gotta go out just to get a rap. For making history, I use sincerity, but I still bury deep doubts and questions of all the skeptics. I'm kicking cloud heads, I'll even bet this is true. There's nothing so-so, cause I know right about this minute, I'm in it, admit it, I did it for you. Cause this is what I'm into, so chill while I instill that we almost fulfill the proper mission for us. And yo, this is a must, to these lines on my rhymes I attest. These are the words that I manifest.
Yo, what's up, Twin Cities? Welcome to another episode of Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. I am JSE the Navigator, joined in studio by L Boogie. L Boogie is in the building, feeling better. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, ready to go. How you doing?
I'm doing. I don't know about bright-eyed. You can see my eyes. I'll take the bushy tail, though.
Okay. All right. All right. Got a new do for sure. We are celebrating today the music of Keith Edward Elam, better known by his stage name Guru, rapper. Rest in peace to Guru. Guru was a part of the super dynamic dual crew Gangstar. Fellow Morehouse man to the Morehouse cats out there. I know a little something about y'all. Elam was born in Roxbury, the Roxbury neighborhood in Boston, Massachusetts. His dad was a lawyer and a judge, which makes sense why he ended up at the house down at down in ATL. He was that dude. A part of the super crew. Eventually they fell out and had DJ Premier, of course, had an amazing solo career as a super producer, and a Guru did well, and then he got ill and left us too soon, passed at the age of 48 back in 2010. Many bangers came from that dynamic duel, and we're gonna celebrate Guru today. Celebrated a memorial of his birthday, would have been the 17th, so last Friday. One of our colleagues is not going to be joining us this evening, so we'll probably play a little more music than we normally do. But El Book, do you have information you want to share with folks about early voting?
Sure.
We are in that space. Those of you who live in Minneapolis and Hennepin County, there's a lot of Hennepin County races that are on the ballot. Are there county commissioners that are up?
Yeah.
Okay. Mostly the more interesting races are for county attorney. We had Cedric Frazier who came in. Some other candidates. It's primary elections. It's all primary related, where you can only vote for one party on your ballot. You can't cross and vote. Like, you can't vote for a U.S. Senate candidate that is a Republican member and then vote for a House member, Minnesota House member, that is a Democrat. So the part of the primary is to determine who from which party is going to come out ahead. So this is one of the limitations of voting during primary elections. And primary elections normally have really low voter turnout rates. Minnesota has one of the highest voter turnout rates in the country. 55%+, 60% hovering, according to Mr. Buckner, the Don data. Whereas primary elections tend to yield more like a 20% of the eligible voters who are registered that turn out in primaries. And there's a lot of important primaries. Angie Craig, our friend Peggy Flanagan are battling for a U.S. Senate race. That's an important election. And again, you can vote pretty much any day between now and August 11th, which is the primary. But that's what the primary is for. It's a unique part of the electoral process, but equally as important as the general election.
Let me just say this, is that I hear people complaining, you know, just randomly, like, I want more than one option to vote for my governor. You know, why do I only have one option? You don't. Actually, running for governor, we have 8 candidates on the Democratic ticket, and governor for on the Republican ticket are 7 candidates.
You got MyPillow guy is up on that.
Yeah.
you got MyPillow guy on one side, Amy Klobuchar on the other.
Plus
Lisa
7
Damuth,
more.
On one side for governor. Plus who? Who else is on there on the Democratic side? I'm just curious.
Hold on. Well, on the Democratic side, I just wrote down how many were in there. There's a lot of different. I can pull it up in just a second.
You can find your sample ballot.
Well, if that's you're, part if of you're what curious. I was going to share.
Yeah.
Minnesota, the NPR has a site that you can go on there and enter your address.
Minnesota Public Radio.
Yep. And it'll pull up your different options that you can vote for in your district. And you can do that on Vote 411 as well. You can find out who's in your, or, you know, on your ticket, or you can go to the Minnesota State Secretary of State. But
always,
here's the thing.
Secretary of State.
Yeah. Yep. Here's the thing. Again, going back. I only have one option. No, you don't. You have more than one option. Here's why that's important. This is the primaries are used to take a wide pool of candidates and representation and narrow it down for an election.
And for the general.
Yeah. And so when people are like, well, I don't, you know, people aren't representing me, so I'm not voting. This is your time to pick who you represent you. Whether
who,
you feel
who they might more align with. Sure.
Yeah. And whether you feel like they have a chance to win or not, that's not the point. Don't complain about not having somebody who represents you. Put your vote in for the person who represents you. Every vote counts. Every vote gives data to tell, you know, politicians what voters are looking for, who they're looking for as a candidate. Even if your candidate doesn't win, there's trends that we can watch and document. So it's really important. Instead, you know, if you have people around you, you know, that are like, well, I don't want to, you know, I want more representation, or I don't have many candidate options. You have plenty of candidate options. Find one that represents you and just and go through the exercise of voting in the open primary. At least you put forward something that represents you, and you can stop complaining.
Definitely.
I mean, you might not win, then you might complain again. However, there's a number of different candidates. So the when I was looking at the site, because I entered my information.
Different offices that are on the ballot?
I put my information in for both as if I was a Republican, as if I was a Democrat, and as if I didn't have a party affiliate.
Okay.
Party affiliate, your opportunity to vote is very limited to commissioner.
If you are independent. So
Right? Minnesota, our Hennepin County commissioner, I think an attorney general. But I got to do a shout out. So there's a candidate for lieutenant governor. Ashley Skoll Johnson.
Skoll. Wow, I was not hit.
Ashley Skoll Johnson did not submit a survey on the NPR site, so I couldn't read more information.
Lieutenant gubernatorial candidate running
On
the Democratic ticket, yes.
Yeah, but I just thought that was an intriguing catch. Yeah. So if you're a Minnesota Viking fan and you feel like nobody's representing you, well, here you go.
Skoll.
But on the on the Republican side, there's seven candidates running for governor.
So a wide field. Wide field. Again, we mentioned a couple. Lisa Daymuth, Speaker of the House, who everyone thought would get the endorsement but didn't. Kevin Qualls, Kendall Qualls. Mr. Qualls is on the ballot, and then there's just lone Amy Klobuchar.
plus
other candidates, but clearly the front runner on the DFL side of things. County board.
There's
soil and
Hennepin County commissioners, six candidates, including the incumbent Marion Green. That's
Hennepin
District
County
3.
Commissioners. Yes.
Hennepin County attorney. This is not just on the Democratic ticket. Then there's a Republican number. Five candidates for Hennepin County attorney,
including our man Cedric Frazier.
Then Minnesota U.S. Senator, six candidates, including the incumbent. Minnesota rep for, like, we're in CD5, so I had CD5. Five candidates with incumbent. And then for governor, eight candidates. Lieutenant governor, eight candidates. Minnesota attorney general, two candidates on the Republican ticket. For the senator position, there's 10 candidates. There's four candidates in CD5. There's seven candidates for governor and lieutenant governor.
CD is congressional district.
Yep. And this is a Republican ticket. And then there's Minnesota Secretary of State. There's two candidates and three candidates for auditor and then one for attorney general. So there's plenty of people
election
running.
Election season is alive. And it really literally is alive because you can vote in Minnesota 45 days and then every day in between or many days in between when the election arrives. So early voting has already started. in Minneapolis. If you are looking for more information, please go to City of Minneapolis website. And you can find information on voting early. There is a list of the dates where temporary early voting locations will take your vote. I think they do have a permanent
up
spot
right
over on 980 East Hennepin Avenue.
August 10th is the last day of early voting.
August 10th is the last day of early voting, and in-person voting on the primary day is August 11th. That's why August 10th is the last day.
I also share that I believe that Ashley Skoll Johnson must be running with Ole Viking Savior.
Ole.
For governor.
Ole Savior.
For governor.
Ole Savior has been on the ballot, maybe going back for as long as I've been involved in politics in the state of Minnesota. At least it feels like it, for the last 20 years, running for a variety of offices. So he has clearly a running mate who was a Vikings fan. So
and,
that's what's up.
Yeah, and there's a gentleman named Bill Gates Jr. Running.
Okay.
Yep.
What else? I mean, that's what's happening in our state. So I guess we'll... I don't know how much investigating we'll do in other states, but again, go to the secretary if you're really curious. Like, hey, where can I vote early? Because I'm going to be out of town on August 11th, and this primary is one of the more important primaries. A lot of key races in the mix. We had the retirement of Tina Smith, which led to endorsement by the DFL Peggy Flanagan for that office, and then sitting congresswoman of the second congressional district, Angie Craig, decided to run as well. So that race is going to be determined by this primary election. So if you're concerned about that race, make sure you tune in on the DFL side. Same thing on the GOP side. And definitely these county races are really important. So if you had a candidate that you were really supportive of, make sure you don't miss out. Again, most of the turnout, the turnout rate mostly for primary elections, it hovers around 20%. So if you were expecting, hey, my guy, my gal is doing well, I don't have to worry about them. Well, in a primary election with less votes, a lot of different things can happen. So make sure you do your due diligence. Make sure you reach out. Secretary of State's office, city office, county office, to get that information on polling places and those candidates. Do your research. We're going to take a break.
I had a question.
Okay.
So when people vote and there's a candidate identified as the winner, say in the governor race.
Gubernatorial race, yep.
Yep. Is only that person able to go into the general election, or will...
So the primary election is to determine which...
One person
from who is declared for a political party, which one person will run against the other single individuals from parties.
Yep.
So depending on which parties are viable, B. Buckner would be helpful. Too bad he's not on today. But which parties are viable, when I say political parties. So there used to be a marijuana legalizer party.
Yeah.
There's been a Green Party in the past. There is the... what is it called? The Libertarian Party. All these parties are allotted one candidate once that party meets the criteria for that sanctions each political party in the state and the country has to meet the criteria to have candidates endorsed and represented on those ballots.
Yes.
Like we should do a little more research.
But the main question you answered, and that is, this narrows it down.
Yes.
And so that's why it's important, because you're not going to the polls. You're going to the polls in the primary election to choose who do you want to represent you in the general election. you know, and there's a strong fight with Peggy Flanagan and Angie Craig. Mm-hmm. Which one of those two do you want to represent you and to represent Minnesota on the ticket when it gets to the general election?
Yes. So that's the case for the Senate race, for the gubernatorial races, for the others. Make sure you get out there and participate in the primary election. Early voting has already started. We are going to take a short break. Thank you for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, KFAI.org on the net, Fresh Air Community Radio. We'll be right back, y'all.
And the cleanest, and still I'm kind of fiendish when I'm at this. Been doing this for eons, peons best to catch this. Vision of excellence, precise rapping ability. About to make some dead presidents, back in the million G. The money though, it's got people acting funny, yo. As soon as some rubbers get some light, they be like dummies, yo. Products and puppets and pawns getting played out. When authentic brothers step up, respect be laid out. Major effect to your sector, I'm the corrector. Live and direct, waving my mic like a scepter. Supreme, exalted, universal leader, descending of the kings and queens, the overseer, the overlord, cream of the crop, creme de la creme. Spent years building with cats in the streets, so they my men. Again, Gangstar has done it. Remember too much jewels back in the days, you'd have to run it. Check it, the ground be hot under our feet, so we be listening to beats to keep the cipher complete. Whether you kids be holding on the block all day, or you be puffing live out in the back hallway, or whether you be in school or in the library, wherever you are, baby pa, realize that your essence is divine, son. And let it shine, son, as we refine, son. Ayo, this shit will blow your mind, son. We're royalty.
Wherever I go, I won't accept nothing less than the best. Whatever I choose to do. I have to stand up from all the rest. Whatever I do, wherever I go, I won't accept nothing less than the best. Whatever I choose to do. I just want to stand up from all the rest.
And all the girls, they want to spoil me. My honey anoints me with oil, G. After work, she greets me and treats me like royalty. Works with me, giving herself by my side. She don't sweat me for loot, my fame, or my ride. A lot of ladies out there be looking lovely, but they don't got no control of their life. Inside, they're ugly. Word to Bugsy, enter Red Alert. Swaying tech and Funk Master Flex to make your head jerk. Chicks go berserk when they see us in the spot. Casey, JoJo, and Primo creeping to the top. And to the sweethearts out there breaking hearts while we're taking part of this hip-hop art. Listen, yo, the best way, it ain't always the fast way. And yes, the best way, it ain't always to act nasty. I'll open up the door always before you pass me, baby doll, because you're royalty.
Whatever I do, wherever I go, I won't accept nothing less than the best. Whatever I choose to do, I have to stand up from all the rest. Whatever I do, whatever I go, I won't accept nothing less than the best. Whatever I choose.
Ready to let go of that car you no longer need, KFAI is ready for you. Our vehicle donation program is available 7 days a week to help you arrange for your free pickup. It's easy, it's free, and it matters. Donate at kfai.careasy.org or call 855-277-2346.
Okay, y'all, we all have a good time, right? special guest. It's the Mercury.
It's the Mercury. This is a conquest, so I suggest you take a rest or keep abreast. And definitely keep a vest in that chest. Rhymes I'm packing, just like a thug at a carjacking. Shoot off your hat when I start capping. This is no acting. G-A-N-G, S-T-A, double R. And you don't want no trouble up in here, baby, Paul. From the late night drama of the New York streets to the hood to L.A. Real flipping Primo's beats, put suckers on blast. Send them back to class and kick hot shit so we can stack the Johnny Cash. I brought the guard, rock him, lyrically gunning, you wanna dash. I got Dub C from South C. What, you doubt me? Travel through war zones with my infrared microphone. In the airborne build, destroying enemies' chromosomes. Words burn through flesh, leaving nothing but skeletal. You best pay respect to the legends, boy. I'm telling you, militia.
The illest, realest, representing.
Bringing the buckets.
Let them know. The illest, realest.
Word up, list the militia.
The illest, realest,
representing.
Bringing the buckets.
Let them know.
Realist.
Word up, just a militia.
Making a move, making a move. Who's that that's making a move? It's the shitty father back, acting a motherfucker. Move, four packing, my jacket, steadily tanking, sagging, ragging, foot on my ragging, blast on my mag, leaving enemies in body bags. Yeah, what's cracking? What y'all thought it wasn't gonna happen? Dub singing, my East Coast sisters getting together rapping. Yeah. Gang clapping, jump smacking, kiss the ring of your highness. Look, mom in New York, see walking with two of the Brooklyn's finest. My kid, your Philly, just from the East, we all bang. But look, y'all know mine, this is still Westside Connect gang. Dress code the same, just new pieces on my neck. Picos, brownies, house shoes, and hair nets. Y'all can't see this, so peep the sister G is pushing the six. That's a freakin' caviar gangstar militia remix. It's Dub C, the janky, it's low. I'm ready to share with the guru. In New York, saw this DJ Premier, militia.
The illest, realest,
representing.
Bringing the buckets.
Let it be known.
The illest, realest.
Word up, just the militia.
Militia.
The illest, realest,
representing.
Bringing the buckets.
Let it be known.
The illest, realest.
Word up, just the militia.
Militia.
Yo, it's the master, Mr. Musical Massacre, compassion for disaster, paragraph ambassador, I'll get the red carpet, just call me on, corner the market like the mics, last name was Corleone, the facade killer, come through your city like Godzilla, think of the sickest thing you ever seen, Rawzilla, my visions are vicious, suspects suspicious, plans is ambitious, my motives malicious, no interfering, if you ain't down, you got to swearing, these cats ain't caring in the habitat they're wearing, crack a bearing, format the track that I'm hearing. It's even at him going back to racketeering. Yo, you should see me. I got a crew like Mussolini. But cool is moldy. My flow be smooth and easy. For tenders, every sentence, the wildest. You get the picture. Rock chemist, the menace with malice. Militia, gangstar, the R, Dub C, Baby Paul, straight up. Check it out.
All right, Twin Cities, welcome back. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. The guru with the legendary Rakim. Man, one of my favorite tracks. I love that track. Militia. Again, celebrating the music of Guru, of the Gangstar Dynamic Duel. Summertime. Summertime is moving fast. In the Twin Cities, we're already halfway through July. Whew. Hopefully y'all are having fun. Festivals going on. Seems like every weekend something's happening, something's popping.
I'm happy for that. Yes. You know, normalizing back to how Minneapolis celebrates its summertime.
That's right. So Minneapolis is recovering well from being held hostage this past winter. Are you referring to that? Yeah, yeah.
That and, you know, just with all the crap normalcy that was happening here.
Sure.
You know, we just, people are normalizing a bit, and that's nice. The festivals have been packed. The concerts have been packed. You know, summer is flying too fast. I don't like that. I mean, we just went out to the pool for the first time. It's July. What's wrong with us?
I'm going to give a shout out to my sister Rhea came into town. They are having an amazing time, probably out on the boat up at Leech Lake right now. But thank you for coming to town and kicking it with us. We had a good time. Sorry I didn't get a chance to get your karaoke song in. We're going to get that, though, maybe before you get up out of here.
You know, that's a little bogus. Like, hey, you know, if you're at
It was thick up in there.
Yeah, but, you know, like we said, it wasn't that quiet. I asked somebody who used to work at that location. I asked about the lineup for karaoke. Because there were similar faces with different names that kept singing.
I saw that.
And here's an out-of-towner wanting to experience karaoke, but was, you know, it didn't happen because there was a couple group of locals that just kept hogging the mic.
Changing their name. Yeah, they did. We came at the late night hour.
No excuse.
So, you would have think they would have been, considering at least three people, it looks like they sang multiple songs while we were there. So definitely.
That's not fair. But I mean,
shout out to Manny Duke, who was holding it down, playing that ATL music.
The Southern style
that kind of gave birth to Manny's a bit of an old head like I am, so he was playing a diaspora of
it was really
Atlanta
good.
Music, which is a little broader than the current drill music or trap music that we hear a lot of coming out of Atlanta, a lot of diversity in the 90s. But anyway, it was a good weekend.
We did it.
I almost need a little recovery day to we had too much fun.
Well, that's what summer's all about here in Minnesota.
It is.
That's
so
what you do.
You're out, you know. The heat is warm, same cautionary recommendations. Check on your pets, make sure they're hydrated. Check on your relatives, the elderly. You know, sometimes people, their AC, you know, goes kaput this time of the year. So check on your people.
Check the air quality.
We had some terrible air quality last week. I don't know what I thought I could do out there trying to hit some golf balls. That was not wise.
I stated that in a not so gentle way. What are you doing?
Get yourself back up in there. So just because it seems, you know, if you can smell the smoke and it feels like the humidity is high and it's about 80 degrees, you should probably not be outside.
Listen here. In my hometown, they were having a garage sale. And
it was like at 500.
500 on the pollution index.
That was a
terrible thing.
Not
stopping those garage sales in the Northland, I tell you. They move on and they're like, hey, you know what? We got taconite plants. We got all kinds of stuff. You know what? This is the least of our problems. I don't know. I'm just speaking on behalf of my crazy family who was outside.
Superior. That's how they do it.
That's how.
Yeah. So, but for sometimes folks, they're maybe not paying attention, didn't catch the news.
It's just a little smoke.
You know, I know. I feel bad for the folks out there that are challenged in their housing situation because all these elements, they really don't have refuge, a place to go. So hopefully, I know there are folks out there trying to help people out. So as you're thinking about folks, just think about those who are exposed and do what we can to protect them.
I have a young cousin. He's young. Mm-hmm. He's in his 20s. He's special needs. He's independent, but he's young. My cousins all care for him. You know, that's how we do it in our Ojibwe country. Mm-hmm. We care for each other. We all live together and care for each other.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up in the hospital because the heat was so much and the smoke up, you know, so.
Heat wave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And he didn't realize that was the reason for the illness, but just the feeling of nausea, the headache, the racing heart, there's runny nose, there's a lot of different symptoms. Know yourself and just make sure you take care of yourself. So
yeah, and I don't want to minimize. I know the air quality is maybe improved and some of us are back outside. Just make sure you pay attention. But a lot of things have happened. Those fires that have raged up in Canada, we were talking about a First Nations community where the entire community had to flee as their
on boat.
Yeah, as their numerous acres of territory burned to the ground. I was just north of Thunder Bay. So,
their entire First Nation community is burnt down.
Yes.
And there was a story I came across of a 13-year-old. He's a lacrosse player, and you know, was shepherding his boat back and forth because this was an island nation. Mm. And he saved a bunch of his neighbors, too. Mm-hmm. He was going back and forth with his boat, helping people escape with their pets and treasures from the culture. And I saw up in the Boundary Waters area, they chose to temporarily sink some of their canoes that to save them.
Sure.
Because they're historic canoes.
All right.
And many, many acres up there are burned. So, blessings to those who are fighting those fires up there to save that beautiful part of our country and that beautiful part of Canada's country.
Prayers out to those folks. Be safe.
Yeah. There's a lot happening. Like, you know, the heat's rising. And when the heat rises, you got to be extra careful with how you put out your fires, what you do with your cigarettes instead of flicking them. Just make sure you put them out before you flick them completely out. Mm-hmm. Actually, it would be preferential if you flicked them in the right location so you don't litter. Yep. But that's just me, my preference. But, you know, be careful with, you know, burning. There's no burning, but, you know,
like Smokey
people
said,
still do it.
Smokey said only humans kiss.
Yeah, remember those commercials?
I do remember those commercials.
They're so cool.
Real, though.
Yes.
You know, who would have thought? I didn't realize that millions of acres could be lost, you know, if the situation is right temperature, right wind, crosswinds, you know, and to the point you were making, El Boog, you got to be careful as you're out there, you know, human beings in the wilderness making poor decisions, or even places like L.A., that whole thing that happened with Paradise, there's speculation that was started, had a human origin, you know, and you could see how fast that spread again with the right or wrong conditions, you know, extreme wind, heat, dryness, you know, absence of moisture in the air, all those, and in the ground, all those things can lead to real tragedy real quickly.
Thank you, sir.
That's what Smokey said.
What was Smokey's bear?
What's wrong with you? You don't remember Smokey?
Smokey the bear. Who is Smokey the
Only
bear?
Only you can prevent forest fires.
Really?
There was also the World Cup finals was also on this weekend.
You're right.
Argentina. I know. Okay. Argentina and Spain, España. It was 0-0 until it wasn't. There was a score, I think, in the overtime period. Spain ended up taking the World Cup. There were only colonial powers in the time. Basically in the final or semifinals anyway, but shout out to the Spaniards who took the World Cup. What an amazing! I was just looking at some World Cup feeds information, and I think Spain and Argentina, the last time they played in a World Cup final was 1966. Argentina won 2-1. But what really piqued my interest is, you know, because as U.S. citizens, soccer, football, you know, we don't have the same level of affinity or appreciation or love of that game. There are a lot of folks that have grown to love soccer and appreciate. I like soccer or football. But it was very interesting. It just made me think back, like, what was 1966 like? I remember hearing about Pelé back in the day,
yes,
who was just an amazing soccer player. And we had Messi, who has just broken numerous records on behalf of Argentina. And so real interesting, finally coming to an end. I really would love to go see some of these matches on a world scale. Maybe we can plan for that the next time the World Cup comes around. Maybe the Women's World Cup, which is coming up as well. It was cool to see the U.S. Many venues or locations where matches were played throughout the U.S. and also in Central and South America as well, Mexico being the host.
Well, you know.
Interesting stuff. It is. But it's all come to an end, and Spain is the new World Cup champion for 2026.
There's rumors in the
circulating
in the conspiracy theory space of the anti or the inverse Midas touch happening on Argentina from our president.
POTUS.
I know.
POTUS be just up in there getting like, ooh, VIP.
Yeah, like, you know, the anti-Midas.
I want to go here. I'm going to go to this event. Well, I'm going to go to that event.
It's the anti-Midas touch. It doesn't, that's what they're calling it. It's the, and so then now there's a thing that's called.
The Knicks.
Hold on.
Knicks in five. Yes. The only one they lost was when POTUS showed up.
This is, you know, this is just, I'm just sharing the news that this is what they're calling
just
it. The World,
it out there.
World Cup anti-Midas touch happened, just like the Knicks. And so now there's starting to be something, you know, that's circulating in that space about that. You know, who knows how truthful it is, but I mean, or how much data proves that is the case, but you know, that's just out there, and that's in the circle because of the hard to beat Messi comment that our president made and the support he has for the Argentinian president. And
I mean, Messi is that dude. I mean, it didn't happen yesterday, but in that game against England, the match against England, I was like, wow, Messi he did not score, but two of those assists came from, but what an amazing career he has had. And just a little dude, you know, to have such an impact, you know, in the world of sports where, you know, all these athletes are larger than life. Really interesting to see the little guy have such dominance for so long. Let's take a quick break. You're tuned into Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, KFAI.org on the net. Radio Without Boundaries. We'll be right back, y'all.
Let's see if you can step and rep to this production. I never left, plus I kept me some that I could use on these MCs that kept fronting. They watched me unload and explode and said nothing. The Black Frankie, black leather with the black Yankee, putting in work all day, so cats thank me. The man of the hour, I'm the man of the year. Make room, understand, I'm here. And yo, my clientele is the most regal. Crushed brain cells, my name rings bells to most people. It's critical, so I'ma have to spit at you, you're pitiful. So I'ma make it difficult. I'm the swiftest dude, watch me lift these jewels. He's woozy, I'm about to rip this dude. I puff a Dutch and you get touched with ease, while your girl steady falling in love with me.
Read your mind, I block me. Still you criminals, stop me.
Something's will never change.
On a lyrical vanguard, well, we set the standard.
Something's will never change.
Some are lead, some are follow. Some here today, got tomorrow. Now walk the straight and narrow. Them rhyme too shallow. Them live life borrow. Them sell them soul, every mean them swallow. All that them a practice. Run act as an actress. And not teach a youth, them a portray stockness. And a youth man practice. When them say youth arise, but them coulda never stop this. I'm a Guinean Baptist. Rastafari, give me the strength within. Bringing the Benjamins, keep everything popping. Making the best up in, moving mysterious like darkness. Through the depths and the darkness. With the best and the smartest. Set up the heartless, stuck on the market. Man.
See if you can flow and grow with this narration. Heads know it's my procreation. Some cats didn't want me to blow and they was waiting.
Support for KFAI comes in part from the Cedar Cultural Center presenting Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum, Saturday, July 25th. Re-emerging from the East Bay, Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum is back with their new album of The Last Human Being. Armed with instruments ranging from standard rock fare, violin, flute, and trumpet to the handcrafted percussion guitar, pedal action regular, and sledgehammer dulcimer, Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum remains one of the most unclassifiable avant-garde bands in existence. Opening the show is Wendy Eisenberg. More information about Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum with Wendy Eisenberg is available at thecedar.org.
My mind blows decisions at times indecisive and think about the paradox that life is. Keep my head to the sky and understand what Christ is. Turn off the news, cause every day is a crisis. Lifeless niggas on the couch weeded out. It's certain type of niggas out my life I weeded out. I believe in the route of soul before paper. No gold before labor, truth told with no glaciers. Days are getting darker quick. I was told it was written, I'm an author it. Wanna go the same place that the martyrs went. The black figures on the wall in my apartment. Like LaDainian, y'all, I be charging it. Touch it down with the people from my town. It's the shy that be giving me my ground. Dug in the crates of my soul and I found clarity.
Be yourself, man.
And be so clear, come
hey,
on.
Yo, just be yourself, man.
And be so clear.
So just be yourself,
y'all,
man.
Be so clear.
Come on, just be yourself, man.
And be so clear, clear.
Just be yourself, man.
And be so clear, come
hey, yo, just be yourself, man.
And be so clear.
So just be yourself,
y'all,
man.
Be so clear.
Come on, just be yourself, man.
And be so clear, clear.
Toil in the trenches, face judges on benches, betrayed by some that I fed, not to mention. Standing here now in the best condition. Up, out of the dirt, so I suggest you listen. See, money can't make you or me. Protect my mind with nines, cause it shines more than jewelry. Used to do things that weren't too productive. Now I breathe life into mics for your comfort. I see past the groupies and gold diggers to find women. How I'm living, doing me and not savagely driven. Taught the game of fortune and fame, so I'm not playing no more. Hold the torch with flames. I've lost and gained at the same time. MCs biting and swagger jacking still commit the same crimes. Once you see past the surface, that trash is worthless. With me, you'll get a lasting purpose. Be yourself, man.
And be so clear. Come
hey, yo,
on.
Just be yourself, man.
And be so clear.
So just be yourself,
y'all,
man.
Be so clear.
Come on, just be yourself, man.
And be so clear, clear.
Just be yourself, man.
And be so clear. Come
hey,
on.
Yo, just be yourself, man.
And be so clear.
So just be yourself,
y'all,
man.
Be so clear.
Come on, just be yourself, man.
And be so clear, clear.
All right, welcome back. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI. Smooth sounds of the Guru with Common collab. Guru has several albums after his amazing catalog under Gangstar with DJ Premier, but for some reason he was real into jazz, and a couple of his albums were jazz focused. That was a collab with Common and Bob James. I think Bob James is a saxophone player. I could be wrong, but anyway. So let's see. We're kind of staying away from what's happening, the geopolitical reality that continues. There still is an open-ended conflict. The open-ended conflict still is continuing in the Ukraine and in Iran.
I was focused on the beer sales.
Oh, let's get it back.
The World Cup.
All right, the world has celebrated. Let's.
It's just keeping in the celebration.
I like it.
Summertime.
That's right.
Spirit. And
keep it in the positive.
Yeah, and I was intrigued because I had heard about a story that Sam Adams had to make an two emergency deliveries to a Boston tap room.
Okay.
The first day Scotland was there.
Okay.
And
it was like that.
They were pouring beers every 12 seconds.
And that was the dope thing. Was to see all the various venues across the U.S. that hosted one or two of the matches. You know, the final was in New York. I think that was at the Giant Stadium. It used to be called the Meadowlands. But right outside of the city on the New Jersey side. World Cup, as much as the U.S. was not favored to go deep into the playoff portion, still the U.S. very important in terms of hosting many of the games, many of the matches.
Well, it's they
Atlanta, Seattle.
Venues rose, you know, beer pouring in the venues rose by 14% in the U.S.
Nice.
And 4% nationally. And this is at a time where people are, you know, the brewers are figuring out people want to be healthier. So 53% of the people say they don't drink because they only have one or two drinks a day. Mm. Well, that's still a lot, but I mean, one or two drinks a day because it's bad for their health. So they've cut down to that. That's 53%. So they're in this space where they're struggling with sales because people are drinking less.
Yes.
But they also said people are socializing less. They're on their phones more. Mm-hmm. And they distinctly pointed out that in observational data from these bars, people were watching games, drinking beer or whatever, not on their phones. And socializing.
Okay.
And they're, I mean, they're linking this decline to people wanting to be more healthy, but also at the same time, people are not as social anymore.
Okay.
And there's more sober curiosity.
Okay.
But, you know, it's interesting to me because it's how I'm observing people anyway. Like, I have groups of friends, they're socializing less. They're, you know, doing less gatherings, like hosting and not going out for happy hours, not really the thing anymore. I mean, occasionally, but that used to be a big thing on how you socialized and how you gathered. But it's really not as much, even though the restaurants seem to be pretty steady. They're they're turning to THC. They're turning to healthy drinks, healthy
seltzers.
I've
heard that people are drinking, younger people, don't own cars, not necessarily buying homes, renting, and
that's an affordability issue too.
Not drinking as much.
Yeah.
There's a lot more mocktails, a lot more NA options that are on menus. So, I can see that. But people did turn out and turn up for the World Cup.
Yeah, they did. And
they did.
Coors said they spent 60% more marketing year over year just for this. So we got a bump in U.S. sales in our brewery space, which is good for our economy in those areas.
Yeah.
So I was intrigued by the influence that these countries would have on these cities.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting. I mean, the U.S. is, it doesn't matter what is happening in D.C. and, you know, some of the poor decision making that is occurring. The U.S. is still a global country, very much so, melting pot, people from all over the world. And the World Cup really puts that into focus, right? Because you have a lot of folks representing their community. I mean, we had an event. We didn't go down to the bar below us. But I saw a bunch of folks that were in, I was dressed in
jerseys.
Argentinian blue, light blue and white. It wasn't intentional. But a lot of Spanish, Spain, folks who were sporting Spain in that match, who were rocking the jerseys from Spain, España, as well as the Argentinian folks as well. At any rate.
Socialize. Get out there. You don't need to have a drink. You can have a non-alcoholic beverage. But
that's right.
You know, get
or
out there,
socialize.
You can have
an alcoholic beverage. Go
either
out
one.
There. Hey, only thing I think I want to put out there is summer's moving real fast. Don't let it leave you behind. Get out there. We learned a valuable lesson. We should use our pool more. so we're going to do that and celebrate or utilize
the good weather.
The good weather, exactly. So, anyway, but we're about to get up out of here. Thank you for tuning in. Main thing we want to leave you with: early voting has started. Please go out and cast your vote today. Tomorrow, go to the Secretary of State's office. Go to the City of Minneapolis and other information outlets and get that thing done. Until next week, we up out of here, y'all. Thank you for tuning in. Beast Rhymes of Democracy. Democracy, we're back next week. Peace. If you ain't real,
if you ain't real about it, don't talk. It's 90 degrees on the corner in the summer heat. Dreaming of beach houses, mad ladies, and Hummer Jeeps. Got another beat, now it's time to watch a brother creep and pull another scam. Not yet the man, but the brother's deep. Ain't trying to stay in this life for too long. You telling me that I'm bound to lose, but you wrong. I'm too strong. Plus me and my team's got a true bond. I'll stay in these streets, you stay in the house where you belong.
I just found out I'm listening to Fresh Air Community Radio.
That's KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and online at kfai.org.
And you're listening too.
The viewpoints expressed